The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca, our very special episode of the Masters Class, which drops each and every Sunday. We're here with our Masters of the Ring, Mark Henry, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer. And guys, we have a very, very controversial, interesting topic for the Busted Open Nation today, and that is a name that, my goodness, even though he didn't wrestle for years, his name would be brought up. And even though he has wrestled and is now on the shelf with an injury, his name keeps getting brought up, and that is CM Punk. So, Bully, first, I want to start with you.
No, I'm going last.
No, wait, hold on. Because there's a couple of different layers to this conversation when it comes to CM Punk. Because there is a question that I'm going to ask all of you and the nation, and that is, should AEW have CM Punk come back? But Bully, my first question, though, and I'm going to go around the room, is what do you first think of when you hear the name CM Punk?
The first word that pops into my head?
Yes.
Controversial.
Okay. Mark?
Rebel.
Rebel. All right. And Tommy?
Pipe bomb.
Okay. Now, obviously, a lot of people talking about now, as far as we all know, and as of this show airing, you know, CM Punk is still signed with AEW. He's out with injury. Now, we do know all the controversy that happened after All Out and the media scrum that took place in Chicago. And we haven't seen CM Punk since that media scrum and since he won the world championship. We also know that that Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks were off of TV for a while and then came back. And we saw them, you know, in November at the next pay-per-view that they had in New Jersey. But Mark, we'll start with you. CM Punk, obviously somebody who you can label star on his name. Somebody, when he debuted on Rampage, did over a 1.1 rating, without a doubt the highest rating that Rampage has ever had. And you can also...
Oh, I'm sorry, Rampage. My bad. You're right. I thought you said Dynamite. My bad.
No. His debut on Rampage did a 1.1. But I think, Mark, you would agree that the ratings have declined for Dynamite on Wednesdays since Punk has been on the shelf. So, in your opinion, with everything that's happened and all the controversy, and obviously you have to go back to the media scrum after All Out, where the first time as world champion where he's addressing the media, he decided to take that time to take shots at the EVPs, to take shot at the company, with the world championship sitting right in front of him, which obviously to me was as bad a timing as you could possibly have. Should CM Punk be back on AEW television?
Yes. And if I was in charge, I would bring him back, and I would bring him back with him saying to the wrestling world, not an apology, But to state the facts, grown men will disagree. And things will be said that probably shouldn't have been said. And I regret airing my dirty laundry in front of the world. Won't happen again. Do we agree on everything? No. Can we work together and exist and have a business relationship? Yes. I will not let my personal feelings, my personal gripes and concerns interfere with business again, because ultimately the important thing is business, and I am the business, and business is good. AEW is better with me around. That being said,
Mark, can I ask you a question?
I would like to come back. That would be what I would push him gently to say.
Mark, you said AEW, you obviously said the word business a couple of times. You said AEW is better with CM Punk from a business point of view. I don't know the internal of CM Punk. All I know is what I hear from the guys and gals, or from people who may have been around a situation or be around him. Is the locker room better with CM Punk around?
I think that AEW is pro AEW. CM Punk was an outlier. CM Punk was an outsider, just like I am. Like, I'm not an original AEW. And when the shit hits the fan, you're gonna go with the people that you was locked arms with in the beginning. That's just the way it is.
Are you talking about the core four, the core guys that are there now, or like everybody that was there for the first show, the first Dynamite?
I'm talking about the core as well as everybody that was at AEW in its beginning. All of the people that worked their way, you look at the Dark Order and every facet of AEW in the office, they were a tight-knit group. And it's great to be brought in. But ultimately, we still are the second cousin. And I feel like that CM Punk would have to come in and kind of like acquiesce to that. Say, you know what? I know who I am. I know what I am. And I'm going to play my lane. But I'm here to make the business better. I'm here to make AEW better. And I think that I can do that. My personal thoughts you know, complaints, I'm keeping myself.
Okay.
And I think it is the numbers game. And Bully, I think what you were interrupting me about when it came to the rating was about Dynamite specifically, because, you know, when Dynamite first debuted, they did a 1.4. And I think that's the highest number that Dynamite has ever had since they've been on TV. But also just a few months after that, it dipped as low as about 717,000 viewers. Like, they took a big dip, you know, soon after they debuted. Now, that was also during a time where they were going head-to-head with NXT. But I think when you look at the ratings when Punk was there, the ratings were pretty consistent. I think they were usually right around that 1 million mark, a lot of times being over 1 million viewers, never dipping below over 900,000. So the business was very consistent. Plus, if you look at the pay-per-views at that time, they were getting million-dollar gates on pay-per-views. So I really do think, going back to what Mark is saying, when you talk about business, the business of AEW, business was never better than when CM Punk was on the ring, was in the ring, and CM Punk was on your television. So Tommy, when you think of CM Punk and you think of what AEW was before CM Punk and what they've been after CM Punk, are you putting CM Punk back on TV?
Loaded question for two reasons. If you want to look strictly at numbers, your answer is 100% yes. And I'm a CM Punk fan. If you want to talk about detractors, it was a very, very public black eye on the company with a lot of he said type of stuff. Business-wise, CM Punk brings a lot to the ring. He brings a lot to the industry. There have people defended him. There have people, I really haven't seen so many people publicly go after him. He's had his better supporters than people saying, hey, he did this, that, and the other thing. A lot of it is scuttlebutt and hearsay, or they may say it to someone behind the scenes, but to go public about somebody is a whole other story. If, like I said, numbers, yes. I will say this, and it's the harshest reality, that everybody in the sports and entertainment world has to understand. We are all replaceable. The cog in a wheel, the car will still move without us. If Roman Reigns left the WWE today, the WWE would still survive. Dave, you and I talk about it. Joe Montana left the 49ers. He was the king. Tom Brady left the Patriots. The team survives. Maybe they're not going to be at that greatness that they were, but that's what happens in sports. That's what happens in sports entertainment. We are all replaceable, though it could be a hard replace. Some places also don't bounce back from it. AEW, if you remember, was really, really striving post everybody, you know, Cody leaving, everybody getting hurt. And that, like, that summer, they had this great momentum going forward. And CM Punk.
Did you mean thriving?
Thriving. What did I say?
Okay. You said striving. So I was like, what were they striving for? You meant thriving, correct?
Correct. I thought they were the same word. Anyway, they were doing really, really well. So it's that point of view where it's, you know, building stars, interesting storylines, a lot of stuff like that. CM Punk is a polarizing figure. Chris Jericho tweets, I always liked wrestling CM Punk on an anniversary, and CM Punk is trending. Chris Jericho is trending. CM Punk can get himself to trend via a little bit of a tweet. He went after MJF a long time ago when MJF kind of shot at him because, remember, they had no champion. Now, you know, MJF's the champion, but he also is a heel. I know CM Punk loves the business. I know he just was at a New Japan show in San Jose. I just asked CM Punk if he wanted to go to Chicago Blackhawks game when I was in Chicago. And he's like, wish I could. I'm not there, but I don't ever talk business with him. I know he does love wrestling. We, you know, before he even came back, I would tell him about my tales from the indies and, you know, all that stuff. My other part of this is exactly what Mark said. And another big part of whatever statement when he does come back has to be to the fans. If you will accept me, if you want me back, I'm here. Because, hey, I understand it. Like, you may not want me back.
What if his side of the story is legitimate and it's the other guys that caused the problems? Do they owe the fans an apology?
You know what? That's a great point.
Already, yes, it is. But they're already back.
They made an apology already.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Dave, yes, no. I'm not doubting you, Mark.
When you say made an apology, Mark, did they make an apology publicly or did they make an apology to the locker room?
It was a locker room.
Okay.
But what I'm also saying is they're already back, and it was like, hey, here's Kenny and the Bucks. We're already back. Dave and I were talking earlier about Gigi Dolan's return. Once you're back, how it could have been better. Once you're back, you can't go back like that. But this is, you know, he's a bigger polarizing figure than everybody else. And, you know, there was a lot of people that made him the enemy. Then there's a lot of people that also praise him. That's the whole hearsay. Also, here's bottom line. Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels legit fought with each other. Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels legit made comments about each other on the air. And they also did amazing business with each other. But guess what? Bret Hart then left the WWE. So, like I said, everybody can, the business will survive without it. Everyone has to have that proverbial sit down. It's the boss has to say, hey guys, this is what I want to do. Yes or no? Because then there's other factors at play. Well, if you're bringing, and Dave, I'm also talking from experience. When Paul brought back Raven, and Raven was very, very difficult, that was the closest time I came to leaving ECW. Because I was like, why the hell can't I go and make a boatload of money? And you're just going to bring all these guys back when they're not playing ball. And it was like, oh, it's a short-term thing. And it was a short-term thing. But still made myself and a lot of people miserable. And was it best for business, though? Yeah, because we needed it for going back on national television on Spike. And we needed those, you know, ratings. We just lost the Dudleys. It's still a very, very famous monster pop. But he almost lost me because of that. And if the situation where if ECW continued on and I had to deal with that, I may have left. Who knows?
But over the years, haven't you kind of realized that you took that entirely too personally?
What?
Raven coming back.
But there was so many personal issues.
Tons of people leave. Tons of people come back. It's just the nature of the beast.
Back then, yes, I didn't get that. But my other part
of it. That's a fair answer.
My other part of it was when, hey, I'm getting offered close to $1 million to leave, and I'm not happy here. That was a massive thing because of one person was driving me crazy. And also stirring shit up in the locker room. If you're going to be that person, then no, you don't want them because then, I don't know people's contracts. I don't know, but.
But that's not Punk, though.
No, I get
Punk
it.
Not a shit disturber.
No. Well I get really that. But you also don't know how others feel about it, whether I'm telling you, and in hindsight, like me and Raven just rode in a car together and we had the best time of our lives together, laughing, blah, 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 blah. Because as we get older, we understand it more. And we almost came to physical blows. But people, if there's a physical fight, hey, it's where men, you want, like Mark said, do the business. And if you can't do the business, then okay, what's the ramifications of said business? It's simple.
I also think it's a, so Tommy, yes or no, you bringing him back?
Me personally, yes, because I also like the guy.
Okay, so it's two yeses.
And I also think, and I think he helps my company.
Bully, before we get to you, there's just a few more things I want to throw out there before we get, you know.
And all of this is hypothetical.
Well, no, it's hypothetical. But it's hypothetical, but at the same time, it's something that, you know, what you're saying, Mark, because you gave a yes vote and Tommy gave a yes vote. When you look at the environment in AEW right now and you look at the situation AEW is in and where they were in when Punk was there, I think this is a discussion that should be had because he's still signed with AEW. And maybe some of the solutions are right there in front of you with one man, with CM Punk. But, Bully, before we get to you, a few more other things because, you know, we talk about the ratings, Bully, all the time. And maybe, you know, it's the one gauge that we have, but at the same time, you know, that's kind of diminished over time, the television ratings. Let's look at YouTube views because that's something that you need to look at as well. And one thing AEW does is almost immediately when that show is over, AEW puts matches and full segments on their YouTube page. So, you know, you can't just look at the TV ratings. You also have to look at what they do on YouTube because I think there's probably a lot of people who don't watch the live show but look at the YouTube. You know, CM Punk making his debut, that show on Rampage did a 1.1. It also did 15 million views on YouTube. And I don't think anything that AEW has done has come close to those 15 million views of CM Punk, you know, coming back and being on and making his debut with AEW. the other thing to say, to go back to Bully, that what something you said to Tommy is that in essence, maybe what CM Punk was saying in that media scrum was 100% correct. He was saying that there were people within the company that were, you know, leaking things to the internet and to dirt sheet writers. Also, he felt like he was being falsely accused of getting Colt Cabana fired. And he felt like, hey, all this information is out there all over the internet and all over the dirt sheets, but yet nobody has come and talked to me. So since all those people are right here in this room, now is maybe the best time for me to address that situation, because when am I ever going to have another situation where I'm out in front of the entire pro wrestling media? Now, I still believe Mark, Tommy, and Bully that that was the wrong time to do it, or maybe he could have done it on the back end of that media scrum instead of doing it right at the beginning of the Correct. Media scrum. But at the same time, some of the things that he was saying, you know, were our Bully, are some of the things that you've said on this show. Like, he addressed some of the younger wrestlers in that company not listening to the veterans. Go ahead, Mark.
Dave, haven't we all had that one bad timing moment? Haven't we all made the mistake of being emotional because the opportunity was right? And I felt like for Punk, that opportunity was right. But if we look at it now as a mistake. And I would like to see what he thought, but he haven't talked about it. So
his emotional,
he said something, we just got to go off of what we already saw. And that was that it was a cluster mug.
Yeah, and it just made the company look bad because you have the owner of the company sitting right next to his left. So Bully, I vote yes for Punk to come back. Mark says yes. Tommy says yes. You know, the floor is yours.
I think you already know my answer, because much like Mark highlighted the word business, that is the only mode I think in when it comes to professional wrestling is business. Can we make money with someone? Can we make money with an idea? And if there's animosity in the locker room between guys, that's even better, because we could probably generate even more money with it.
There you go.
I don't give a fuck who likes me, who doesn't like me, who respects me, blah, blah, blah. This is sports entertainment, and you ain't going to be at my fucking funeral, so I don't care. But if we can make money together, that's a different story. I look at this now as a generational thing. I could have told you before this podcast started that me, Tommy, and Mark were going to give the same answers, because we come from a certain generation of pro wrestling. We were broken in a certain way, and we were broken in a way where the only thing that mattered is business. Personal never gets in the way. It's much like the mafia. This is the business that we have chosen. Mark, I'm sure that there were things that happened to you when you first got into the locker room in WWE that really left a bad taste in your mouth of people who were mean to you, not kind to you, but you still had to do business with them either a week later, a month later, or a year later, or someplace down the road, right?
Right.
How were you able to do that? Because of the way you were broken in, right?
It was because of the way I was raised in the business.
Now, a lot of the talent in AEW who are younger talent, or talent that might not have been raised in the business by the same minds that the three of us were, are not going to look at it as just business. They might have that taste in their mouth of, we don't like Punk, or Punk does this, or Punk didn't shake my hand, or Punk. Dead, Mark.
You heard what I said earlier.
Yes.
Like, we are the second cousins being brought in. The original people are going to side with who they were locked arms with. And those people that are, that when they were going through the NXT AEW wars, those were the people that were foundationally that company, right? I can see them siding with the top guys in their, they look at it as those are our guys. Everybody else that's came in is great acquisitions to help the business go forward. But like you said, Jay Cargill, Will Hobbs, and FDR, and certain people were like, man, I don't give a shit what Punk did. Like, I think he's good for business. He helped me. He mentored me. Like, so, like, that is where the tire meets the road. It's like, it's good for business. But, as you said, there are people that weren't raised in a regime in the way that we were raised. So they're going to have a clicky, our guy mentality rather than a, listen, what does Tony want? What's good for business? What's going to make dollars? And what's going to put asses in seats? That's the ultimate thing.
And Bub, when I'm using my Raven thing, Mark hit it on the thing. ECW original. You, ECW original. You literally went to Paul and said, Paul, just offer me $1 more than I'm currently making and I won't go to WWE. Once you went to WWE, you were like, what the hell was I thinking? So it's that same mentality.
Time out. What do you mean? Once I got to WWE, I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
In the sense of like, hey, ECW is doing fine. It's not like you did come back when you had that opportunity, but it's not like, man, I made a poor decision by going to WWE or like,
I didn't come back because I had an opportunity. I came back to put $75,000 in the company's pocket overnight.
Great for business. But what I'm saying is a different mentality that you had then and now. Same with like those ECW, like what he's talking about, those, the people who were there from day one. And then, like, it's just a different mindset until we had the other side.
There's no doubt that the three of us see the business considerably different now than we saw it 20 years ago, because it takes years and years for this to really make – it's such a screwed-up industry that it takes years to learn the nuances and the quirkiness of the business so you finally – you can get it. It's like directions that read backwards.
You'll also, Dave, and this is – a lot of this, like I said, and we also, it's hearsay, it's this, he addresses, hey, there's these rumors and I feel they're coming from this person. I have lived that in so many different ways. We literally, again, I go back to ECW.
Well, really quick, Tommy, I got to jump in and say, it wasn't like he said, hey, there's these rumors and these people. Like, he directly said and he directly called out people. And, you know, and he also said that the EVPs of that company couldn't manage a target. Like, it's not just like where he's like
an attack
kind of. Yeah, like it wasn't like he was beating around the bush, or he was like, hey, there's some things going on here. Where, I mean, he called out specifically, you know, the EVPs of that company, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page. He directly took a shot at Hangman Page. Like I'm not saying that there shouldn't be ramifications for what Punk said. Like, there needs to be like a sit down. And again, this was all done in front of Tony Khan. Like, Tony Khan at any moment could have turned to the right and be like, all right, enough, we're moving on. Like, next question. That did not happen. So, like, when I look at it, it's like, why is this still a conversation? Like, at some point, like, you know, somebody's got to stand up and say, all right, enough is enough. We're trying to grow as a company. We're trying to grow as a locker room. We need to move on from this. Like, it's still, the reason why we're having this discussion is because it's still lingering right now.
Dave, like, Tony is a young boss. I talked to Vince several times about stuff that related to him when he first took over and him 20 years into his reign.
Yeah.
And he said that there was a lot of mistakes he made. And one of the things was hanging out with the boys, and that he regrets certain interactions that he had with the boys because he felt like, I'll never be one of the boys. And when he said that, I was like, what? You're more one of the boys than a lot of people. But it's the perception. Tony is going to have to go through those 20 years before he becomes the finished product and he can lead, and people will take his word from jump, and it won't be a decision-making process with the boys. He will tell you what is what. And that just takes time and experience. And, I might not be here, but I hope I get to see AEW become the polished, finished product to where it's a machine, it'll run itself.
I think it's a generational thing. I think you're going to get a large portion of that AEW locker room that, if Tony put it out to a vote, would probably say no. He's not good for the locker room. He's too divisive. He's too polarizing. He's a cancer. He's a poison, yada, yada, yada. There's been plenty of cancers and plenty of poisons and plenty of polarizing and plenty of guys who have been all that generate money, interest, and all the good things for a company. Listen, Vince McMahon dealt with Shawn Michaels, and Shawn Michaels was one of the biggest headaches that ever existed in the wrestling business. Just ask Shawn Michaels. AEW has stepped in shit with the Elite and CM Punk. It's right there in front of him. There's so much good business to be done. Is it going to pop the biggest rating of AEW's short-term career? Maybe. Maybe if promoted the right way, maybe if marketed the right way, maybe if the story is told the right way, a la Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn. Look at what good old-fashioned storytelling that is based in reality is doing right now for the WWE. We have the reality of what's going on with Cody and Paul and Dusty and Sid. Everything is coming into play because it's being born, and the foundation is out of reality. This is a real situation that happened that every single AEW fan knows about, and outside of AEW, a lot of wrestling fans know about. So because of the situation and what's right in front, the bags of money that are right in front of them. And let me tell you something, Dave, the three guys on this podcast right now, if you gave us 15 minutes, could book this out 1 year in the snap of a finger. And we would tell you what the end result would be first and book it backwards. Punk versus Omega at, I don't know, the biggest place that they could possibly hold an event. You're going to tell me that Punk versus Kenny, based on the situation and the story that can be told out of the situation, is not going to do good business?
I think it would do monster business. Now, Bully, to your point, if you tease the fact that Punk was coming back, I think they would get one of their biggest ratings they ever had. But it is about the follow-up. You do have to create a story coming out of that. Something big needs to happen. And like you said, you could do it with the Elite. You could do it with Kenny Omega. You could do it with Hangman Page. There's a lot of people that were mentioned in that media scrum. Hell, you could probably replay that media scrum from After All Out.
The straw that stirs the drink, Reggie Jackson. Fought with management on air, fought with players, called out the beloved Thurman Munson. We saw all this come across on television. Two World Series rings, and the Yankees did not get back. That was in the 70s, did not get those back until management later, decades later. You, Dave LaGreca, no longer a fan. So business Reggie Jackson was great for the New York Yankees.
Yeah. And you can think about a lot of championship
teams. Losing
Cody
was a major blow, whether people want to admit it or not. And I agree with Tommy. Yes, the company will continue, you know, business will move forward. But that was a major hit for the company. One of the main pillars, if not the main pillar of the company, splitting. Now you have a star, the likes of a CM Punk, involved in controversy and not there anymore. And Dave, I agree with you. That press conference, whether he had a bad day, a bad moment, whatever, should have never started with that rant, because you took all of the shine off of the gate, MJF, what went down, that you took all of the spotlight off of the business. What Punk said in that press conference should have been a, and by the way,
yes,
since I got you all in this room together, let me talk some real shit for a second about the people that run this joint. Then I think we would have looked at it a lot differently, but I still think Tony should have stepped in and said, not the right place, not the right time. Let's shut this down right now. Because if we think about all of the other great owners or bookers in history, I don't think any of them would have let that have happened. Or at least I don't know anybody that would have let that happen. But as Mark said, Tony's still young to the business. So it doesn't matter how much money Tony has. It matters how much time Tony has under his belt. And he's learning on the fly.
And respect and clout with, I know what I'm talking about. You're not going to bring up another point that I haven't already thought about. And there's things that Tony, I'm sure, has allowed people to go, hey, Tony, what about this? Oh, okay, we could do that. Eventually, it's going to be, this is what we're doing, guys. We got a problem? Okay. And when that day comes, AEW is going to be a better place.
And
an interesting thing that you said, Mark, that I think Tony can learn from is, what's the one thing that Vince admitted to you that he said, I should have never done?
Shouldn't have been hanging out with boys.
That probably needs to stop sooner than later. Because if you're hanging out with wrestlers, wrestlers are going to try to cozy. They're going to cozy on up to the booker, to the owner, and they're always going to try to put themselves in a situation where it's probably not going to be.
Tony's smart, too. Tony's one of the smartest people I've ever been around.
Okay. Yep.
And he, on the learning curve, I see it in a lot faster than it would be for it. Man, it took me like 5 years to really understand the business. And then it took me another 10 years on how to get over. And regardless of who I'm in the ring with, you better steal it. You better take it. Or if you don't, ain't nobody gonna give a shit about you. So the mentality, like, it's, bro, it's time.
Yeah, I think it's time for him to come back. And you mentioned something interesting, Bully, which I agree with you. And the fact that when Cody left, that's a blow to AEW. But I think CM Punk might even be a bigger blow if he doesn't come back. And the reason why is that CM Punk, the whole story that they were building for a year revolved around CM Punk. He wins the world championship. That's the moment. And also is helping building your next big star in MJF. And then you erased it. And now you have to look at the opportunity that's been presented in front of you, which the biggest story that hasn't been told yet is the one that started at that media scrum. I don't, and maybe I'm being ignorant, guys, because you guys are the ones that have been around this business, you know, most of your adult life. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't bring CM Punk back. Like everything that you have said, Mark, everything that you have said, Tommy, and everything that you have said, Bully, all points to bring Punk back. Make sure he's back on your TV. I really don't understand why you wouldn't do it. Just because a portion of your locker room doesn't like him? Like, I just don't see, I must be missing something here.
There's one other thing that Tommy always brings up that is a part of this. It's the court of public opinion and dealing with all the bullshit on social media. If you do bring him back and everybody, dirt sheets and wannabes and bottom feeders, you know, all of the negative shit that comes with that. Because as we stated earlier, there were very few people who took Punk's back publicly in this situation. Now, maybe they didn't want to have his back. Maybe they didn't want, they didn't agree with him, whatever it was. So as we know, Tony is very in tune with what goes on social media. So maybe that's a concern for them also. But when it comes down to it, this business is really no, the foundation of the pro wrestling business today is no different than it was 100 years ago. Is CM Punk good for dollars and cents business in AEW? The answer is yes.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All you have to do is look at with Punk and without Punk. And I think you see those dollar signs and those asses in seats. Go ahead, Mark.
And I, you know, I have a tease, Dave, for Monday. I'm going to tell you how to do it. And for those that listen religiously, don't miss Monday. Because what's going through my head right now, we don't have enough time for, but it's going to be good.
All right.
Can I add something to that, Dave?
Yes.
If SiriusXM said, hey, Dave, we want your one of your ex-wives on the show to host with us. Thought?
Well, I mean, well, if one of my ex-wives used to be on the air and was a big personality that drew ratings, and then you come to me and say you want to make it a part of it, then I would have to say yes. But like, you know, because, you know, there's the proof right there. And especially if ratings were up when my ex-wife was there, ratings were down and attendance was down when my
That's
ex-wife wasn't there,
know.
Then you have to make that decision. It can't be personal just for me. I have to do what's best for the show.
That's all I need to know. But there's also like, it's that close when you get into a situation like that. So that's all.
Well, but that also brings up something else. Bully, I'll ask you, like, you know, does CM Punk have AEW's best interest at heart? Because maybe that's something that maybe that has to be factored in.
Well, when you asked us all what comes to mind when we think of Punk, Mark said the word rebel. And normally rebels only have their own best interest in mind. And, you know, you hear so much in this industry. Oh, Mark Henry is always only about himself. Oh, Tommy Dream is only about himself. Oh, Bully Ray is only about himself. You can put any wrestler's name in there about, oh, he or she is all about themselves. It's the nature of the business. Vince McMahon told us to be selfish. The biggest name in the history of professional wrestling looked at all of us in a meeting one day. Mark, Tommy, tell me if I'm lying. He said, you got to be selfish in this business. Well, okay. If you got to be selfish, then you're telling me to think about myself first. So all these guys and gals who say, oh, you know, what's best for this person? But they're full of shit. Yes, to a degree, there are, but you don't get like this until you get older in the business. If you're putting me, Tommy, or Mark in a ring right now, we know we're trying to help others out.
Yeah.
But when you're in the thick of it, if your career is just starting or in the middle of the career or your first major push, all you're thinking about is yourself. How do I get myself over? How can I make more money? How can I? Mark's laughing right now because he knows it's the truth.
But
everybody tries to hide from that because they don't want anybody to think, oh, he's an asshole or she's an asshole. No, this is the nature of the beast.
But that's also where management comes in and makes sure to harness all of that because, you know, there are a lot of people. So you got to make sure there's a lot. You know, Mark, I can't wait to host with you on Monday to find out exactly what your tease is for Monday's show. But guys, I guess we all agree it's what's best for business, and what's best for business for AEW is CM Punk. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the Busted Open podcast. We have a new episode of The Masters Class with Mark Tommy and Bully each and every Sunday. And make sure that if you like what you hear on the podcast, you subscribe to SiriusXM, because you can listen to Busted Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Until next Sunday, we'll talk to you later right here on Busted Open's The Master's Class.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on. And if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.